Okay, good morning. It's 11:45 a.m. Yes, it'll be noon by the time I get back, but it's still morning. It's Thursday, December the 17th, 2020. We're almost done with this year. I don't expect things are going to change dramatically with the new year. I mean, it's positive that we've got a vaccine. It's positive that the election is behind us, for most of us anyway. But I don't expect a lot of stuff is going to change right away. Unless there's a hell of a lot more vaccine and a lot more people vaccinated, I'm not going anywhere without a mask for a very long time. Probably, almost assuredly, nowhere this year, next year, 2021. Almost assuredly. Now, you know, things could change. Because of the nature of the virus, things could change quickly. Let's see if I can get my hood back. Things could change quickly, but the problem is that at my age, 68, it's not going to take much to kill me. So I'm not gonna be taking more chances than are necessary or advisable. Now, Americans are terrible. People in general are terrible at assessing risk. They'll rail about the unsafety of the lack of safety, or what's the right word? What am I looking for? The danger of riding an airplane, but then they'll get in their car. It's like, nah. Anyway, with the virus still out of control, and with the anti-science, antivirus, injecting chips in us with the serum contingent, it's going to be a long time before we get anywhere close to the place where I'm going to feel comfortable going anywhere. I should have gotten groceries this morning. Speaking of going places, the only place I go is a grocery store. I haven't got a haircut. I haven't done... I did meet Dave. Dave was the first person I have met outside of my household. Outside of my household in the grocery store. Dave is the only person I have been in contact with. And that was it months ago now? Could have been. Almost surely was. Because he's months into his podcast, which I confess with some degree of chagrin that I have not actually listened to. In part because I haven't listened to any podcast. I don't have a commute, so I don't do podcasts. And I don't listen to podcasts on the walk because I listen to music. Or I listen to the meditation. I do the guided meditation with Headspace. Andy Pudicombe. And then I talk to you guys. So... it's not a lot of time to listen to a podcast. 20 minutes at most. So yeah, I don't have podcasts on rotation. But there's still a lot of ice around. I'm glad I didn't actually try to walk before now. This sidewalk is perfectly clear. But it's also in the direct sun at midday. So yeah. Walking up through the neighborhoods though, that was a bit icy. Icy dicey. So yeah, after several weeks of not missing a day, I've spent several weeks barely hitting a day. I think, and I can feel the bobblehead coming on. I think the ankle situation is not resolved because I have to still take that pill in the morning. And that pill in the morning gives me a wicked case of the bobbleheads. And it was just... it just completely derails me. This morning, I set the alarm went off at 8 o'clock and I set the pill out, but I had my hands full at the moment. So I set it on my phone so I wouldn't forget it. And of course, I forgot it. But when I picked up my phone, I dropped it on my lap. It's like, oh yeah, I was supposed to take this 2.5 hours ago. So I took the pill. It's a little late in the day, but I took the pill. And I can feel the beginning of the lightheadedness coming up the back of my skull now. It's not unpleasant. It's just like a low-key buzz all the time. So where am I on writing? I've spent one whole day, day before yesterday, or maybe it was Monday. Today's Thursday, yesterday was Wednesday, day before yesterday would be Tuesday. Yeah, I spent a lot of Monday doing the layout on the rough draft of the cover. I've seen the draft of the cover. I was supposed to have the final draft Tuesday night, and as of Wednesday night, it hadn't appeared yet, which is pretty much how things go when I get home. I'll send her an email and say, hello. I'm pretty sure you said Tuesday. This is now Thursday. I like the cover. The layout went... the layout is actually pretty nice. I liked the layout a lot. I just... trying to find something that was on brand. Holy crap. Sorry, this is stupidly slick. I'm in the road. Trying to get across the intersection. The cars packed down the snow and the ice is just icy as it is. I'm walking on packed snow now. The people who live here. Haven't shoveled their walk in accordance with the city ordinances, which is not terribly surprising. And this one house has. sort of. Or maybe it's just the way the sun hits this particular stretch of concrete. I don't know. Because they didn't do this piece. And it's part of their property. The city ordinance is that property owners are responsible for clearing the walks adjacent to their property of snow and ice within 24 hours of the end of whatever storm it is. So in practice, that means usually 2 or 3 days and before the city gets down on you. I've had them come after me a couple times because I was like, hey. Because I'm slow, I'm stupid. But now that we actually had to pay a fine, which was ridiculous, because when I got the notice and I went out and looked, the walk was clear. And the only thing I can think of is that they put the notice in my door, and I didn't notice it for a couple of days. And by the time I did notice it, the crew had already come out and cleared it before I even received the notice that they were going to. It was the best $50 I ever spent, I guess. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. That's the fine, $50. It's whatever it costs the city in time to clear the walk. So it's like, pay the fine, get them to clear the walk for me. It may be a little expensive, but compared to going out and trying to do it myself. My kids have been helping me. Elder in particular, but they both have come out to help this season in terms of helping the old guy, the feeble old man. Need to get a better shovel. Volkswagen. So yeah, here I am walking along. Oh shit, ice on the street. Trying to get back in the groove. I had a couple of days this week where I actually did writing, where I wrote words and stuff. That was fun, was good. I need to do more of it. I want to be back into 2K a day every day. But in order to do that, I have to get into the Eat the Frog. So first thing in the morning, write my 2,000 words first thing in the morning, and then I have the rest of the day free. And that's really the best thing for me in terms of over the course of the last year, I proved it to myself over and over and over and over and over again. If I get up and I start writing the first thing, and say, I'm going to write 2,000 words before I do anything else, that's the best. But with the game server running, I have to go check to make sure that, you know, the dinosaurs are all fed and that the gardens are fertilized and that nobody's starving to death. And then it's, you know, it's like 11 o'clock before I look up. Like this morning, it was 11 o'clock before I looked up and said, oh, you know what? It's almost 30 degrees out there. It's been a few days since we've had snow. Clearly not enough days since we've had snow, because traveling is still kind of iffy. Oh God, this next piece is ugly. Whew. But if I can train myself to do the writing before I check the dinosaurs, if I check the dinosaurs late at night. Oh, that's the other thing. Sleep. Holy crap. You know, I remember sleep. I remember sleeping. I remember having nights where I actually slept more than 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 hours. Or I actually slept like 7 or 8. Last night I slept 7 hours. Last night was pretty good. The night before I slept 10. 5 o'clock came, I looked at the clock and said, I should really get up and check the dinosaurs. And then I said, nah, and rolled over, and I slept until almost 7 o'clock. This is unheard of for me. This is unheard of. Now, not exactly, but usually I have to be really sick or totally exhausted. And I have a suspicion that totally exhausted covers it, because I haven't slept very well for several weeks, perhaps a couple of months. I know in my weekly checkup with my therapist, that's one of the questions she asks, and I've had to say, no, I haven't slept well. Like the last two, maybe the last three. So sleep, yeah, I need to get sleep. Sleep is my biggest problem. This morning I woke up, I was in the middle of a dream, and in the dream I was climbing, I don't know, I was climbing something, climbing a hill, or climbing stairs, climbing mountains, something. And I rolled, I woke up and I'm in my bed, climbing the mattress. Like literally hands and knees in under the covers, and my legs are sliding back and forth like I'm climbing the mattress. I don't know. That was a little weird. You're not supposed to move when you sleep. Of course, I have twitchy legs. It drives my wife crazy sometimes. And I ride my bicycle in my sleep, apparently. Okay, well, my hips have loosened up a little bit. That's a good thing. My ankle's still a little sore. But if it really is, as we believe, that it, the problem with this is that it is the arthritis acting up, then flexing the ankle, doing the walk, is actually good for it, even though it actually is a little bit painful. It's not terribly painful, it's just a little twingy tightness in the ankle joint. And I don't seem to be particularly winded, so I'm guessing my oxygen levels are good. The things you learn, one of the guidelines for COVID is that if your blood oxygen level drops below 94, and that's a problem sign. And then somebody had to come in afterwards and say, well, unless you live at altitude. So here in Greeley, the city that they use as an example is Denver. But where the difference between here and Denver is like 50 feet. The danger zone is below 90%. Because there's so much less oxygen here to begin with. When you think about it, it's pretty strange. I mean, I have to account for the pressure when I boil water, because water doesn't boil at 212 here. It boils at like 206 or 204, something like that. So it's not as hot. And it's a weird thing. I remember reading stories of the mountain climbers climbing the big peaks. And they get up so high that they put the little Primus stove under their kettle, and it boils almost instantly. And they can stick their finger in it because it's not hot. But because the air temperature or the air pressure is so low, the water sublimates into steam at a much lower level, lower temperature. Oh, that's That's city property right there, by God. They haven't cleaned this one up. I saw a crew out cleaning the park this morning. They might have showed up with a picture. They had a truck down. The guy with a little snow scoop making the rounds. This looks like it has been scraped once, but... Oh, shit. I keep thinking, you know, it's like, holy... Holy crap. I'm so old, if I fall and break a hip, it will be a cliche. This lady walking past me. She's walking faster than I am. Lovely white hair, wearing a mask. It's a nice flowered mask. It's quite nice. Anyway. All right, last street. My walk is completely clear because otherwise I get fined. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.